This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Ann Katzenbach with local news and commentary for today, May 27th, 2022. COVID cases continue to be on the upswing in Jefferson County, 938 per 100,000 people. Currently, no one is hospitalized with COVID in Jefferson County. The health department has not issued any mask mandates, but you are strongly advised to wear a mask in indoor places. An update on avian influenza from the Washington State Department of Agriculture identifies two more infected flocks in King County. There are none so far in Jefferson. Flock owners are urged to keep domestic flocks isolated from wild waterfowl. The bacteria Salmonella has been confirmed in the Jif brand of peanut butter across the country. This includes associated products that use the same brand of peanut butter. The J.M. Smucker Company has issued a recall. Consumers should dispose of Jif peanut butter with lot codes ending in 425. These numbers are right next to used by date on most products. At FDA.gov, you can find out more about this national recall. And at BusinessInsider.com, there is a complete list of the peanut butters and associated products that are being recalled and could be in your pantry. If in doubt, dispose of any Jif jars and wash and sanitize utensils that may have touched the recalled peanut butter. The J.M. Smucker Company hotline is 800-828-9980. Their website is jif.com/contact.us. In ferry news, the Edmonds, Kingston, Fauntleroy, Vashon, Southworth, Seattle, Bremerton, and Port Townsend Coopville runs are still on alternate service schedules. There will likely be long waits throughout the system this weekend. The Washington Department of Transportation advises travelers that the busiest sailings will be westbound today and then eastbound Sunday and Monday. To reduce or eliminate waiting, riders may consider taking an early morning or late night sailing or even walking on. There will be local Memorial Day ceremonies on Monday. At each of four cemeteries, veterans organizations will lay floral tributes, post colors, present a gun salute, and play taps in public ceremonies. In Port Townsend, the day will begin at 9 a.m. at the Fort Worden Military Cemetery on Spruce Street, followed by Laurel Grove on Old Discovery Bay Road at 9:45, St. Mary's Star of the Sea on Blaine Street at 10:15, and then Greenwood Cemetery on State Highway 19 at 11 o'clock. The times after 9 a.m. are approximate. A concert by the Port Townsend Summer Band is set from 11:30 to noon, followed by a brief program at the American Legion Hall on Monroe Street. Finally, the groups will lay a floral tribute on the waters at Pope Marine Park and serve a buffet sandwich and salad luncheon at the Legion Hall. All are welcome. The announcement that Rocky Friedman is selling the Rose Theater made me realize, not for the first time, that the Rose is emblematic of all that is wonderful about Port Townsend. Years ago, many of us watched the boarded-up storefront on Taylor Street turn like a caterpillar into a butterfly as Rocky forged ahead with his vision for a community movie theater. The transformation wasn't only visual, it was really spiritual, because the Rose reached out and embraced us all with a profound sense of community and resilience. Modestly, quietly, Rocky gave us a theater, and then theaters that were beautiful and showed great films, but also gave jobs to young people, served as a venue for live, creative events, and was the envy of small towns everywhere. I hope Rocky finds someone to buy the theater, but for me, it will always be Rocky's Rose. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. I'm Ann Katzenbach. Thanks for listening. Have a great and safe weekend.